W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Delivery to the Lost City by P.G. Bell, narrated by Sophie Roberts. Chapter 1. That Friday Feeling. It was Friday afternoon, and school had just finished, but Susie couldn't muster any excitement for the weekend that lay ahead. Instead, she was sandwiched between a dozen other pupils in the dilapidated bus shelter outside the school gates, watching the rain hammer down and worrying. The bus was late. This wouldn't usually bother her, but today was different. Today was important, and she had to make sure she got home on time. It should have been a relief to see her parents' car race into view around the corner, but Susie just let out a groan. "Oh, no," she muttered, "not this again." The car accelerated towards the shelter, then screeched to a stop at the last second, ejecting a wave of dirty water from the gutter. Susie just had time to shield her face with her backpack before the wave broke, drenching everyone in the shelter. There was a collective cry of shock and dismay from her schoolmates. The passenger side window wound down, and Susie peered through her dripping hair to see her mother at the wheel. She was a small, dark-skinned woman with a round face and red-tinted braids. She must have just finished her shift at the hospital because she was still wearing her scrubs. "Sorry I'm late," she said. "Hurry up and get in." Susie's soaking clothes did nothing to dampen the hot prickle of embarrassment she felt as the other pupils turned as one to glare at her. "Mum," she hissed, "look what you've done." Her mother looked confused. "I told you I was going to pick you up." "And I told you not to," Susie said, a moment before someone shoved her hard in the back and she went reeling out into the rain. She turned to see who might have done it, but the group had already closed ranks and she was faced with a wall of carefully neutral expressions. She sighed and turned back to her mum. "Fine," she said shortly. "Let's go." She climbed into the passenger seat, wound the window back up, and tried not to feel the sting of all those eyes on her as they pulled away. "I told you to take an umbrella this morning," said her mother as the school faded from view behind them. "Now look at you, you're soaked." Susie briefly considered responding to this, but settled for trying to make herself comfortable, despite her clinging cold uniform. "You and Dad can't keep doing this," she said. "You never used to drive me everywhere. I can take the bus like everyone else." She watched doubt and worry chase each other across her mother's face for a moment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?